The Redway Community Services District has asked its customers to voluntarily conserve water as the water flow in the South Fork Eel River drops below the 25 cubic feet per second threshold the small district has set to be the flow level to start preparing customers for reduced water consumption for the summer months to come. KMA News spoke with RCSD office manager Glenn Graydon.
Right now, stage one is voluntary. When the river gets to a certain point and it's 25 feet per second, it triggers stage one. Stage one is voluntary. You're trying to reduce, you become conscious of your water usage and try to reduce it by 25%. The reason we go into this voluntary step before the mandatory one for stage one is it takes time for people to create new habits. And by going into the voluntary stage one, kind of gives people the feeling that they need to look at what their water usage is and see where they can make some adjustments. So that's what the stage one's about. Stage two will happen once we get down to 20, it becomes mandatory.
Though the state nor the Garberville Sanitary District, GSD, the neighboring smaller upstream water provider, has issued water conservation guidance, RCSD, Graydon says, has their own guidelines, demands, and infrastructure that their conservation restrictions account for.
There has not been a declaration or mandatory water conservation by the state because the state's going, oh, all our reservoirs are full. They failed to give a little footnote that certain coastal rivers don't have snow packs, so we can't do that. We're not having an infrastructure issue. There's nothing going on with that. It's strictly just we've hit the 25 cubic feet per second for this one.
While wet winters help recharge river flows, they don't insulate the district from water availability in the summer. Though the district currently has over 300,000 gallons of water storage, on average, RCSD customers use approximately 150,000 gallons of water per day, Graydon said.
Water storage can help, but when you get down to that last restrictive amount at the end of summertime, so you have an extra day or two of storage water. If you don't have the water in the river, you can't pump out of the river, then we're going to start running lower and lower in water. So storage is a key, but then also having water in the river is a key also.
However, playing Mother Nature is not in RCSD's job description. Unable to change water flow of the Eel River, Graydon said the district is seeking alternative water sources.
So in the future, we'll be looking at trying to augment our water supply with a couple more wells. We have one that's not online yet, but it's more of a trickle than a good supply. So we're hopefully we can get a couple more wells spec'd out and hopefully get a decent supply out of them. All that stuff helps.
In years past, RCSD customers have expressed frustration and confusion about conservation for RCSD customers while neighboring GSD customers remain restriction-free. While GSD and RCSD both pull from the South Fork of the Eel River within miles of each other, their infrastructure and demand vary. Adding to the differences between the two neighboring districts is their individual infiltration galleries, the in-stream wells that water is pulled from the South Fork of the Eel River. According to Graydon, GSD in Garberville has an infiltration gallery about 10 feet deeper than the one in Redway. Additionally, due to riverbed change, the Redway infiltration gallery is on the far bank from the current river flow, impacting the system's gallon-per-minute pumping capabilities. Though, as of now, infrastructure issues is not the reason for the call for voluntary water conservation, according to Graydon. As Redway customers prepare for the drier months of summer, Graydon offers tips on how to conserve water.
Refrain from creating runoff when you're watering your lawn or doing some other type of work. Make sure you have a hose. You get the ability to stop the water from going out of your hose when you're washing your car. I tell you guys, whenever we can find a leak, we'll let everyone know that they have one. And the new electronic meters, they really do help out. I know some people are reluctant to use computers, but they'll be able to see what happened yesterday with the equipment that we have now. So those tools, it really does help. It can identify a leaky toilet.
Aiding in customer awareness and early leak detection, the RCSD received grants for digital water meters that alert customers of their water usage patterns and detects leaks within 24 hours. The new smart meters, if you will be installed district-wide, with some RCSD customers already online. With water flow concerns and yearly conservation demands, we ask Graydon, at what point, if ever, will Redway Community Services District decide to cap water service hookups in favor of meeting the needs of their current customers? He said,
we have to identify how our wastewater plant is processing. There's a couple of limitations. We have the limitation of the wastewater plant, and they have a limitation about the amount of water we can take out of the sources. So we're trying to extend the capacity of our wastewater plant through improved processes. And then we are trying to, by conservation, people using less water, we can have a new capacity analysis and have, so we can determine exactly how much more room, how many more homes we can actually handle here in Redway.
The district, seeking grant funding to finance infrastructure improvements, including seeking well water sources and funding for storage and upgraded systems to minimize water loss while encouraging conservation, they say have been seeking long-term solutions to a dynamic district.
There is no magic wand.
RCSD General Manager Cody Cox, speaking of the ongoing work within the district, said, quote, this next decade will be huge for the district. End quote. In other RCSD news, the board recently approved a rate increase. Graydon shared the details.
There's the rate increase that's going to happen on 1st of July. So it's about $14.50 on the average bill for a resident, how much it will go up.
Though the increase takes effect on July 1st, Redway customers will not see the bill increase until they receive their July usage bill in August. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.